The story offered today was an adaptation of a poem written by Farid Uddin Attar, one of the earliest Sufi poets of Persia. His original poem, Bird Parliament, translated by Edward Fitzgerald, began like this. Once on a time, from all the circles seven, between the steadfast earth and rolling heaven, the birds, of all note, plumage, and degree, that float in air and roost upon a tree. And they that from the waters snatch their meat, and they that scour the desert with long feet, birds of all natures, known or not to man, flocked from all quarters into full divan, on no less solemn business than to find or choose a sultan caliph of their kind, for whom, if never theirs or lost, they pined. I was so excited to include the performance by our third and fourth graders today because it connected so well to something I've been thinking about lately. In many ways, the journey of the birds offers a response to our month-long exploration of authority. And its lesson is a foundation of what makes Unitarian Universalism tick. Like the birds in the story, we each have something good and strong and special inside of us. We each have gifts to bring to the community and are each what is needed to keep our community strong. Together, we can do anything. When I was a kid, my three brothers and I spent a lot of time together. We were really close in age, so we kind of formed our own gang, and we were often getting into trouble. My parents would sometimes employ an interesting system of justice in response to our transgressions. On several occasions, we were called into the living room to attend what they dubbed family court. In family court, we were each called to testify as my parents, serving as judge and jury, listened. They did not invite us in with an intention of handing over the final word. I don't recall them even giving us much input on how they might consider the evidence they were hearing. Instead, I think they were attempting to teach us a little about navigating the complexity of human perspective. By having us testify and then sit through all of the alternate versions of events told by our siblings. One such occasion came about in the wake of an epic battle that had erupted between myself and my brother David, the two middle children. While we were under the responsible watch of my older brother, Ben, 18 months my senior, David and I fought terribly that day. We were furiously angry with one another, and as we fought, my brother Ben followed us through the house with a wooden spoon to his mouth, narrating the play-by-play with a Howard Cosell accent. The fight abruptly stopped at the sound of my parents pulling into the driveway. A trail of carnage wound its way through the entire first floor of our house, beginning with Legos across the entire front room. Tomato sauce splashed on the walls in the kitchen and into the library. Couch cushions and vacuum parts. Maybe not our best moment. At family court that day, there was a surprising turn of events. We each told our story in turn, and Jean and Bob left to deliberate. When they returned, sentences were laid down for David and for me, and then also for Ben. The courtroom was buzzing. My brother was stunned and outraged. But it was him, not David or I, who left with the most severe punishment. My parents had determined that his choice to stand by, and even incite, rather than to step in and defuse the fight, was the most egregious offense of the day. I assure you, there are still strong emotions for some members of my family about the events of that day. As a sibling, I remember feeling badly that my older brother got in trouble for my fight. As a mother, I can see where my parents were coming from. Ben had been given authority that day, and he had misused it. Something struck me this month at South Church that I hadn't really thought about much before now. I've had conversations around this month's theme of authority with a variety of people. At our children's chapel in the beginning of the month, one of our closing activities was to go around the room and share a word that came to mind when you think of authority. Kids came up with lots of answers. Some were negative, but a large percentage of their answers were actually pretty positive in nature. They offered words like rules, teacher, love, kindness, principal, boss, help, care. I did a similar activity with a group of parents at our Families Together discussion. This time, the answers were mostly expressing discomfort. Words like resist, challenge, and question were the most common types of responses. Not a shocker in a room full of UU adults, but interesting. What struck me was that our relationship with this idea evolves throughout our lives. The semantics of the word change as we grow into a more complicated relationship with it. When you think about it, it's not a huge surprise that for many kids, the idea of authority is pretty familiar, maybe even comfortable. They're expected to cede authority frequently from day to day, and much of that happens with an abundance of kindness and patience and respect on the part of those in authority. So really, it isn't so bad a lot of the time, meeting those expectations, following those rules. Mom or dad pick you up from school and feed you, and in exchange, you put away your toys and go to bed when they tell you it's time. It works more often than not. On the other hand, having to set those expectations and follow through on them, having to be the enforcer, that might be the harder part of the job. Perhaps the birds flying off in search of a leader were searching for the simplicity of childhood, when they did not have to make the decisions, but instead just had to follow someone else's lead. I expect some of those birds were sad when they realized they were the sea morgue. I wonder if any of them mourn that unexpected conclusion to their quest. I wonder if that moment in family court was a moment of transition for my brother. If for him that day marked a new understanding about his relationship with authority. Being a Unitarian Universalist involves reflecting on these kinds of questions. We are a non-creedal religion, but there are expectations that come with our particular faith. Unitarian Universalism requires us to embrace growth. You must get to work. We each bring gifts to this room. We're each part of the strength of our whole. Together we can do anything, but you can't phone that in. You can't leave it to someone else. You have to take some of that responsibility, some of that authority. The reason there is so much life in this congregation is directly connected to the fact that so many of you have embraced this idea, even if, like me, you haven't thought about it in this way before. Looking into that pond and seeing your reflection is not necessarily a joyful moment, but it is very real, and it is transformative. As we grow, as we learn, certainly there are times when we must question authority, just as there are times when we must follow its rule. But what might be the hardest are those times when we are called to take it and to do something good with it.